some of the anger that I guess witnessed or saw or that I observed, that's just normal. I mean, normal, some of it's not so normal, but it's examples of anger in people's lives. And I was thinking about it this week as I was in my office and also just observing people. I want to broaden your mind about anger. An adult man told me, a father, that he was stuck in competition with his sibling and that he's given up and he's helpless now. He just quits and he doesn't try anymore because anything he says or does is experienced by her as competition, so she gets defensive. And they're stuck in that. That's a kind of anger the sister has toward him, because anything he does, she interprets as his trying to one-up her. I'm just going to keep flowing some through you. And as I flow them, you can think of your own incidents of anger. Confrontation, worked with a woman today who needed to confront a perpetrator from her childhood, somebody who had violated her and hurt her. And it was so hard for her to bring it up to me because she still had her feelings of hurt and shame from a child. She had not transformed that anger into her need to confront. So when I told her she could write a letter or she could send a letter to this person, she was quite, you know, liberated. And I'll talk about transforming anger later in the talk. How about an oversensitive, reactive child? I frequently in my office observe and work with children who are hypersensitive and hyperreactive. And they're much tougher children to raise because they react so much stronger and so much more dramatically to everything. And the real trick is anger can become manipulative. So you've got this fine balance as a parent of responding to that anger and helping them channel it or regulate it, but not reinforcing it too much, like the little girl I talked about who gets all the drama going. We'll come back to that. 17-year-old boy is family I've known for years, is ADHD, has a mood disorder. He's really frustrated. He's a child of divorce, and he's now been through a second divorce. He's facing young adulthood and launching off to college, and he's developmentally not ready. He's overwhelmed with feelings, and what he's doing is acting outward. When we're overstressed and our system is overstressed, we can become explosive. We can turn it inward. He's cutting himself, too, so he can turn it inward, too. That's dramatic anger. And that's anger that's kind of accrued over a long period of time. When I spoke with him and when I got a sense of the family, his mother is chronically angry. She's chronically scolding him, nagging him, yelling at him. She hasn't gotten him medication. She hasn't gotten him help because her attitude is, he's smart. He doesn't have to do this. He knows better. He could fix it if he wanted to. So what he's doing is he keeps putting out red flags and symptoms until somebody will get it that he needs help. So sometimes anger is a symptom, a red flag of vulnerability. This child is vulnerable. He doesn't have the constitution to successfully launch into young adulthood, and he's frustrated.